Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. Thank you for listening to Everyday Lymphatic System Detoxification with me, your host, John Osipinski. I've been working with the lymphatic system for over 25 years, and I specialize in lymphatic system detoxification. It's a system of our body that cleans our skin, our bones, our organs, our muscles, our blood vessels, nerves, and brain, and we ignore this system. And we wonder why we, again, fill with cellular waste, can't lose weight, and really aren't very healthy. So my goal is to make people aware of the lymphatic system. When you start thinking about the lymphatic system, it's not about being perfect. It's really about learning how to clean up the body using this system of vessels and nodes. On today's show, I'm explaining how fasting 16 hours a day helps improve the lymphatic system. If you've been unsuccessful in losing weight, you may have a problem with limited circulation and inflammation. You can gain more control over this inflammation and weight by fasting. And fasting really is simple. It's just the idea that for 16 hours a day, you're not going to eat, and for 8 hours a day, you're going to eat. And studies have really shown that by doing the 16 to 8, you can eat whatever you want. They don't even say you can, you know, eat hot dogs, hamburgers, steak, pasta, and you will still lose weight. And to me, it's because you're giving your body a chance to metabolize waste, to metabolize this food. When we go to bed eating and only give ourselves about, you know, maybe 7 hours between our meals at night, then we're going to really build up with a lot of cellular waste in our body. I'm going to explain the importance of balancing the body's pH and improving lymph flow to improve circulation and natural detoxification to help you lose weight and improve how you feel physically and mentally. For the past 25 years, I've been helping clients to improve their health by optimizing their lymphatic system in Scottsdale, Arizona. I'm the author of An Undetected Acid Alkaline Imbalance. My book was published in 2006. And it explains how we're filling with cellular waste. All of our diseases are the same because we're ignoring our lymphatic system. And just so you know, my book was written a decade ago or a little more, and in the last 2 or 3 years, most disease has been linked to cellular waste. I go off the whole list, but trust me, most disease has been linked to cellular waste, from type 2 diabetes, osteoarthritis, atherosclerosis, MS, ALS, Parkinson's, Huntington's, anxiety, insomnia, heart failure. So how can we ignore this system that cleans us when everything has been linked to cellular waste? So if you want to get your body in shape, we need to get good at removing cellular waste, and fasting can make a big difference. So many people are trying to lose weight and get healthy with intermittent fasting. It's really popular now. Intermittent fasting is an eating pattern where you cycle between periods of eating and fasting or not eating. There are many different types of intermittent fasting, such as the 16-8, which I'm talking about here. And some people may do it from, like I do it from 1 o'clock till 9 o'clock, so I tend to eat later at night. I don't eat anything before that, so I just eat between 1 and 9. Some people may eat between 9 and 5. So it all depends on what works well for you. And some people like the 5-2 method, where you eat unhealthy or eat what you want for 5 days, and 2 days a week you bring your calories down to less than 500. So it's almost like you're starving yourself. I like the 16-8 because, again, science has shown that by eating for only 8 hours a day and giving your body 16 hours to fast, you will lose weight no matter what you eat. So this is appealing to most people, but I believe we can do much better if we pay attention to what we're eating, right? The benefits of fasting include insulin levels. Blood levels of insulin drop significantly, which facilitate fat burning. Human growth hormone. The blood levels of human growth hormone may increase as much as fivefold when you're fasting. Higher levels of this hormone facilitate fat burning and muscle gain and have many other benefits. Cellular repair. Remember, we are a cellular being, right? Your brain, your blood vessels, your nerves, everything, every organ, every part of your body is made up of cells that group together to become tissues and then organs. So the body induces important cellular repair processes such as detoxification. And you know, I'm big on detoxification, the removing of waste material from the cells. And that's where we get sick, guys. When our cells can't remove their waste is when we start having problems. Gene expression. Genes are big. Dr. Dean Ornish has shown that we can change genes. Healthy genes, unhealthy genes can become healthy genes by what we eat and how we maintain our lifestyle. So fasting helps the lymphatic system, the body's sewage treatment system, by reducing cellular waste. Our cellular waste can become like log jams in our blood vessels and our lymph vessels and limit circulation. So what can you drink while you're eating? You know, a lot of people, while you're not eating, right? So for 16 hours a day, a lot of people are told to have coffee and tea or water. Those are the three things, coffee, tea, and water, right? Clear liquids. You can't add anything to your coffee or tea like cream, milk, or sugar because that will throw off the fasting. So it's really just coffee or tea or water. Now, I'm big on acid-alkaline balance. And if you're trying to lose weight and 8 hours a day you're drinking coffee and tea, then you're going to be making yourself more acidic. You're going to be making your body, again, want to limit detoxification because when we're acidic, we do not flow as well. So I would really restrict coffee and tea, limit it, and mostly have water. Makes a big difference. And after a while, your body gets used to it. Again, the water will reduce the hunger pains and improve detoxification. So if you're fasting to lose weight, then you have to know how two studies in 2005 linked fat and obesity to damaged lymph vessels. They took mice, they damaged a gene that makes healthy lymph vessels in the leg, and they saw that the damaging that gene made the lymph vessels leaky and ruptured, and the leg got fat. Now, that's not what's happening in most of us. Most of us, our lymph systems are becoming compromised from acidity and from cellular waste. And then our cells become further compromised, and this is when we start having problems with swelling or weight gain or things like lipedema. So when you fast, you want to be aware of your pH, right? You hear me talk about pH often. It's the percent of hydrogen, and our body will have a certain pH. We want it to be between 6.5 and 7.5. The scale of pH goes from 0 to 14. 0 is very acidic. Anything below 7 is acidic. Anything above 7 is alkaline. We want to be between 6.5 and 7.5 because, again, when our body is more alkaline, it gives up waste more easily. When we're more acidic, we constrict and we hold waste in. So if you're fasting for 16 hours a day and you're having a lot of acid foods or coffee or tea, then really you're fighting your ability to lose weight. You're actually making things worse. So, again, think of what you're eating. So pH basically stands for the potential of hydrogen, and when we're acidic, we have more hydrogen, which means less oxygen, and that's why people get chronic fatigue. They have no energy, and your cells need oxygen. So when we're slightly more alkaline, about 7.2, again, we don't want to be too alkaline or too acidic. We want to be in balance, right in between, that our body can hold oxygen much more easily. And you want to test your body with saliva and urine, pH test strips. I like strips called Voxa by Voxa International. They're really very easy to read. You know, I help clients who have weight gain, PTSD, heart disease, stroke, chronic pain, cancer, anxiety, and depression, Lyme disease, pain, brain issues, and swelling. In my office here in Scottsdale, Arizona, I use Lymphractic, work I developed that gets to the root cause of your health problems. I, over a few sessions, reduce inflammation in your body, the buildup of cellular waste, and your organs just start working better, your brain starts working better, and you feel much better. And it really, from the first session, you start feeling better. And many people actually feel euphoric. I make them so relaxed because when you improve circulation through the brain, it feels good. It makes the body calm down and relax. Most of us have anxiety and depression. It really has to do with our brain becoming toxic. If you live outside of Arizona, contact me for lymphatic system health coaching over the phone or Skype. Check out my life-changing on-demand virtual course, Detox Your Lymphatic System, Boost Your Brain, Weight Loss, and Life. It's 7 lessons, 30 easy activities to help you understand how to detox and maintain your lymphatic system. And remember, even though many people are fasting to lose weight, we're also doing it for health. If you have any health problems, it can help in that area too. But we really want to watch what we're eating. It's so important. So what can you do to improve your fast? You can make fasting better and healthier by understanding what I developed is called intermittent pH balancing, meaning while you're fasting, you're also paying attention to the pH. You know, our bodies are like a fish tank or a swimming pool. When our pH gets out of whack, then our body, our cells don't function as well. So we need to know, again, the pH of your body by doing pH test strips and also of your food. And, you know, again, pH is important. This has been written about for over 100 years. There are hundreds of books on it, and it's just not in mainstream science. So most people end their fast with normal food, meaning the SAD diet, the standard American diet, bread, meat, you know, soda, rice, all these things, and we don't want to do that. Because as you become more acidic from these, you limit the body's ability to detox and may find it harder to lose weight, right? It limits your circulation. So what you want to do is watch the food you're eating during your times of eating. You want to eat more start with more fruits and vegetables, right? They're alkaline. They actually will help things release from your body. Grains and meat protein and soy are all acid-forming in the body. Now, I have been fasting 16-8 for the last 2 weeks, and eating alkaline, meaning just fruits and vegetables, salads, raw vegetables. And in the first week, I actually ate cooked vegetables and potatoes. And in that first week, with raw and fruits and vegetables, in that first week, I only lost 1.5 pounds. And I felt at times when I ate the potatoes a little bloated. So we have to understand that I love potatoes, and most people do. But when we're trying to clean up, we want to limit them because they do add to, again, our body being a little more congested. And then this next week, I ate only raw vegetables, no potatoes. And I ended up losing 5 pounds in the week. So there's a big difference depending on what we eat. If you want to lose weight when you're fasting, again, for a short period, you can vary it like I do. A few days a week, I do raw. A few days a week, I do cooked vegetables. And sometimes I'll even add a protein. So we want to help balance the pH with products that buffer acid in the body, right? You want to help your fast by taking some magnesium, potassium, baking soda, and a green drink. A powdered green drink can make a big difference, or a smoothie, or blend some fresh juices. I am a big believer, if you want to lose weight and improve your health, in Epsom salt and baking soda baths. 2 cups of Epsom salt and 1 cup of baking soda in a warm bath. Soak for about, 20 minutes the first time, and make sure you go right up to your shoulders and neck, and you'll see it really plays a large role making your body more alkaline. When you soak into an Epsom salt bath, your body's pulling in magnesium and nitric oxide and sulfates, which make nitric oxide. And nitric oxide is going to expand your blood vessels and help blood flow and help detoxification. It's really about what can we do to take personal responsibility. Even systemic enzymes are important. These help break down cellular waste. So again, these are very simple. There are digestive enzymes. I believe we should be taking systemic enzymes between meals to help break down cellular waste and make hundreds of chemical reactions in your body work better. You need to drink water during your fast, right? With minerals, mountain spring water, alkaline water. If you drink reverse osmosis or distilled water, add minerals to make the water more alkaline, right? We don't want to become acidic. Even while fasting, you need to do light exercise. It will help move your blood through your body. This is how we remove waste, right? We improve circulation and detoxification. Check out your posture. Are you slouching a lot? Slouching stops the lymph flow. Think about it. It's a plumbing system, right? We need to keep it flowing. If we stand straighter, you feel it. Slouch for a few minutes and then stand straighter. You feel better immediately. Deep breathing. Every time you take a deep breath, you move waste through your veins, through your lymph system. So many people are shallow breathers. You want to improve detoxification and weight loss, we need to deep breathe often throughout the day. And, of course, I'm going to talk about lymphatic drainage sessions or learning self-lymphatic drainage. Directly helps to improve lymph flow, circulation, and detoxification. The minute a therapist like myself starts to stretch your skin or open up your lymphatic system, or whether you learn how to do it yourself at my website, healthylymphsystem.com, it changes your life. You take control over your health when you know how to manually activate your lymphatic system. And we need to know the foods we're eating. Is it acid or alkaline? So go to my homepage, healthylymphsystem.com. On the bottom, there's a PDF for an acid-alkaline food chart. Put that on your refrigerator. While there on my website, check out my on-demand virtual course. It's life-changing. People around the world are really changing their health with it. Lymphatic system, detox your lymphatic system, boost your brain, weight loss, and life. 7 lessons with 30 easy activities to help you understand how to help and improve your lymphatic system. And this is something you need how to do for the rest of your life, guys. And more than losing weight by balancing pH and improving your lymphatic system, by fasting, by understanding pH and your lymphatic system, you can really help most health problems. When you fast, paying attention to pH can make a big difference in how much weight you lose and how you feel. And it's not about being perfect, guys, right? It's about understanding that you need a few days to really get your body in shape by eating more fruits and vegetables and raw. next podcast will be on explaining how to help foggy thinking, something that affects a lot of people with lymphatic system detoxification. I hope understanding how to detox and maintain your lymphatic system makes a difference in your life. Try a fast. It's really not that easy. You can do a fast for a few days, go off it. It's really just something we need to do. If I can help you understand how to help how you feel and think, contact me at healthylymphsystem.com. Thank you for listening to Everyday Lymphatic System Detoxification with me, your host, John Ossipinski. Have a balanced and joyful life.